The Mecklenburg County Board of Elections caught wind of some fishy registrations 2 weeks ago. Michael Dickerson is the county's director of elections.
We got a couple of concerns from voters and got one or two the first week, one or two the second week, that something didn't seem right.
What did they say was off?
One said that their children couldn't have filled out this application because they are away at college. And a couple of signatures just do not match up.
Dickerson says his office determined those forms came from Strategic Allied Consulting. That's the company the Republican National Committee hired to sign up voters in five battleground states. But the RNC fired the company last week when it found out it may have turned in more than 100 fake registrations in Florida. Dickerson says Mecklenburg County has found six questionable registrations.
And we'll be forwarding these down to Raleigh for the State Board of Elections investigator to look at.
The executive director there is Gary Bartlett. He says Mecklenburg is the only county that's found questionable registrations so far.
But we have asked the counties to go back and take a second look to ensure that nothing was missed.
The whole thing is somewhat of an embarrassment for the GOP. After all, Republican legislators in several states have used fears of voter fraud to push through new voter ID laws. But Bartlett points out that shady voter registrations are a bipartisan problem. For example, you may remember Republicans accusing Acorn of submitting fake voter forms in 2008.
This comes up every election. It's not necessarily only Strategic Allied Consulting, but it's other advocacy groups for both sides.
Bartlett says part of the problem is that some advocacy groups get paid based on how many registrations they turn in for one party or the other. But he says most of the groups still do a good job. If the State Board of Elections finds the questionable Strategic Allied Consulting forms are, in fact, fake, Bartlett says the board will turn them over to the district attorney. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.